From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The U.S. Supreme Court opens its new term today with three women sitting on the bench for the first time. NPR's Nina Totenberg takes a closer look at the court's newest justice.
The appointment of Justice Elena Kagan to replace the retired Justice John Paul Stevens means that the court's composition is very different this term. Stevens' retirement means that for the first time, there's no Protestant and no war veteran. And Kagan's appointment means that for the first time, a third of the nation's highest court is female. Although 37 Republicans voted against Kagan, a great deal of predicting about what sort of justice she'll be is just guesswork. Based on her record in the Clinton and Obama administrations, most court observers expect her to be a centrist liberal, but on some issues she could be more conservative than the Republican appointee she replaced, Justice Stevens. Bottom line, expect the court generally to maintain its current ideological tilt strongly rightward. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Verizon Wireless could soon be paying many cell phone customers up to $90 million in refunds. Some users were improperly charged for inadvertently pressing a button for web access over the past several years. The FCC had asked Verizon Wireless last year about the $90 and megabyte data access fees that appeared on customers' bills who didn't have data plans. Verizon says on its website that most of the 15 million affected will receive credits of between $2 and $6 on their October or November bills. Democrats will lose some seats in the upcoming midterm elections. That's the belief among the heads of both parties' Senate campaign arms. But NPR's Allison Keyes reports the Democratic chair insists that his party will not lose control of the Senate.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, says as many as 12 Senate seats are within his party's reach. He told CNN State of the Union the only question for the upcoming midterms is how many seats Republicans will pick up.
This is going to be a wave election, and it's going to be a referendum on the policies, the unpopular policies coming out of Washington, D.C. during the last year and a half.
But Cornyn's Democratic counterpart, New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez, acknowledges that historically the president's party loses seats in the midterms, but told CNN the Republicans won't take control of the Senate.
The difference between a tsunami and losing some seats is the suggestion that they can take over the majority. That will not happen.
Both parties have been trying to energize their supporters to get out the vote next month. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Suspected militants in Pakistan set fire to about 20 tankers carrying fuel for U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, killing several truck drivers. It's the third such attack in as many days and underscores the vulnerability of U.S. and NATO supply lines. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban tells the Associated Press the Taliban is responsible for the latest attack on fuel tankers parked at the refueling terminal near the Afghan border. This is NPR. Western and Pakistani intelligence officials say dozens of Muslim militants with European citizenship are likely hiding in remote tribal areas of northwestern Pakistan and are possibly training for terrorist missions in Europe. The officials used phone intercepts to trace militants with ties to Britain and other European countries along the border with Afghanistan. France's repeated high-alert warnings about possible terror attacks may be coming home to haunt the country. As Frank Browning reports from Paris, Britain and the U.S. have issued warnings to travelers to be wary of French and other European cities.
Two phony bomb alerts at the Eiffel Tower in the last month, matched with heightened police and military presence in Paris, have begun to give people here the jitters. A warning by the United States this weekend about unspecified terror chatter in intelligence networks across Europe has added sufficient anxiety that there is now worry that the tourist economy in France and Germany, and possibly even in Spain, could be affected. A British advisory issued Sunday warned of real plans by Al-Qaeda or its affiliates to launch a series of attacks across Europe. Meanwhile, the French government continues indirect talks with a supposed Al-Qaeda branch in northern Africa to win release of five French nuclear workers taken hostage last month. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Asian markets are up today as higher commodity prices boosted resource stocks, raising investor confidence in the economic recovery. The dollar is up against the yen and the euro. Japan's Nikkei average index gained 42 points, or 0.5%. Hong Kong's index jumped 1.4%, and Australia's added 1.1%. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.